This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. It looks like there might be a recall election for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after all. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission says petitioners gathered just more than enough valid signatures to trigger a recall in the old 63rd district. The question is whether there can be a recall election in a district that no longer exists. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant. But she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision must be addressed.
Kristen Sierra is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. 17 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the victims were not wearing seatbelts or helmets. Many of them had been drinking, too. A lot of people are expected to take to the roads and trails on the long 4th of July weekend. All the storms Wisconsin's been getting means flooded basements and damaged roofs and siding. Bao Vang is with the Better Business Bureau. She says they're there to help you find reputable contractors.
We can help you look online, find reputable companies, those that have been doing great business with other customers.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A single vehicle crash on Monday caused minor injuries to the driver and some damage to railroad tracks in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash occurred just before 9 a.m. on Monday around East Superior Street and North 45th Avenue East. Law enforcement authorities say extreme speeds were a factor in the crash, which saw the car leave the roadway and land on the railroad tracks. Authorities called in the North Shore Scenic Railroad to begin assessing the damage after the crash. A Duluth priest who was recently reinstated after being exonerated by the Vatican of sexual misconduct has announced he will retire. According to a Northern News Now report, Reverend William Graham was removed from St. Michael's Church almost a decade ago, but was never criminally charged and was awarded $13,000 in a civil lawsuit against his accuser. The Duluth Diocese reportedly asked him to transfer to another parish in a different part of the diocese, but Father Graham opted to retire instead. Animal Allies in Duluth says they're facing an animal welfare crisis after taking in more dogs than they can handle over the weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, an out-of-town resident brought in 11 dogs over the weekend, leaving the shelter with 10 more dogs than they have kennels available. To help begin clearing some of the overcrowded space, the organization is lowering the prices on their long-term resident dogs to $100, hoping the lower price will lead to more getting adopted. The Duluth Police Department is hoping to get more kids interested in fishing and build more relationships with the community. According to a Northern News Now report, the Larry and Donna Polkebeck Foundation is helping them achieve that goal. Earlier this week, the police department announced an $8,000 donation to their Get Hooked on Fishing program from the foundation. The fishing program lets officers take kids fishing across the region, including on Lake Superior, every Tuesday throughout the summer. Residents in Duluth's Hillside neighborhood may hear some regular sirens and explosions over the next couple of weeks. According to city officials, crews will be controlled blasting near 6th Avenue East between 1st and 2nd Street in preparation for the 6th Avenue Extension Project. The blasts will be done at noon and 4 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday, and to warn residents ahead of time, a siren will sound 5 minutes before the blast, 1 minute before the blast, and another time after its completion. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. The Duluth City Council has approved the developer for the next phase in the city's investment in sports facilities. According to a Northern News Now report, the city has hired RGG Planning and Design for the next phase of their athletics venues initiative, hoping to add indoor soccer, lacrosse, baseball, and softball facilities. Funding for the project will be provided by the tourism tax dollars designated for sports destination tourism. The projects will unfold in four phases, with the final phase scheduled to wrap up in 2033. The Superior National Forest has been forced to close some of its areas due to the storm damage it suffered over the last week. According to forest officials, the emergency closure order went into effect on Monday as crews head out into the forest to survey the extent of the flooding and storm damage and take steps to minimize or prevent future damage in those areas. Officials are asking the public to be patient as they work to reopen access to the affected areas. A full list of the closed areas is available online. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track.
I asked Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He had been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I could hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, she's elderly now and has a terrible voice, but Madonna's music is still fun and ticket sales show people still want to hear it. That's right, Taylor Swift. Madonna has the highest grossing tour of 2024, pulling in just under $180 million so far. Variety says it is short-lived, though, because the Taylor Swift Eras Tour does not keep track of earnings, but once they are announced, the Eras Tour will likely have grossed over $1 billion. Speaking of Taylor Swift and her Eras Tour is Dave Grohl. The Foo Fighters frontman took a snarky shot at Swift when he said his band's tour should be called the Errors Tour because they make so many mistakes because they actually play live, hinting that Swift does not sing live. Grohl, who says he is a fan of Swift, was playing at a rival venue in London when he made the comment. Normally, retribution would be in order from the Swifties, but lucky for Dave Grohl, they don't know who he is. Inside Out 2 has made $724 million worldwide in just 11 days. The Disney Pixar film just passed Dune 2 as the highest grossing film of the year so far and has given the summer box office major momentum as theaters prepare for other hopeful blockbusters like A Quiet Place Day 1, Deadpool and Wolverine, and Despicable Me 4. We'll see if the momentum keeps rolling. Scarlett Johansson would have been happy to have been eaten by a fake dinosaur, that is. The 39-year-old Oscar-nominated actress told comicbook.com that she has wanted to be part of the Jurassic franchise forever and has now finally landed a starring role in Jurassic World. Johansson says the first Jurassic Park was one of the first films she ever saw in theaters and it changed her life. Johansson says she'd be willing to die in the first 5 minutes, get eaten by whatever, do craft services, and says she'll do anything for it. That's called not exactly giving your agent firepower at the negotiating table. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class for 2025 has been announced. According to Deadline.com, Jane Fonda, Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and Emilio Estevez will all receive stars on the famous street in the Hollywood Hood. Those nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to receive their stars will have 2 years to accept the honor and have to shell out 75 G's to have it installed. Financing is not an option. 911's Ryan Guzman says J-Lo did a very ballsy thing before their intimate love scene in The Boy Next Door. The 36-year-old actor played opposite J-Lo in the steamy student-teacher thriller and says he learned a lot from Jenny on the set, like it's okay to wolf down pizza before filming an intimate love scene. Guzman told Jana Kramer on her Wind Down podcast that before a scene like that, most actors will only eat things like salad. Nothing is sexier between two actors going at it on screen than indigestion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.